The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. This is the Brightside Chat's Morning Comics. Today's Friday, April 3rd. You know what that means. It's Friday. It's the weekend, which really doesn't matter to most people now. Days seem to be blending together. That's why I keep saying the day and the date. Let everybody know what day you're waking up to. Today here, a little rainy. Can't go outside. Can't do yard work. Yay. I actually have a fun day planned between... I'm actually thinking of reading another edition of Lock and Key in between two Star Wars movies. So it's tough. It's a rough day, but I'll get by. But one of the things I wanted to talk about today here is I apologize for Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning's podcast wasn't very timely. I had read those rumors about digitals coming out, and I kind of wanted to get that out. That was the way I was feeling at the time. Obviously, I think I recorded that one Monday, and I was really excited to get ahead of everything, but it didn't seem to be very timely, so apologize for that, and I'm actually going to try to do better. I'm recording these either the morning of or the night before, so any news or any conversations on Twitter I have, anything I have to talk about comic book wise, will hopefully be more timely and I can get into a routine that way. So speaking of timely, you can't get more timely than this. I had a great conversation with one of our listeners last night, Dr. Joe, and he reached out to me, asked me if I wanted to use a Hub gift certificate that he had bought, $20 gift certificate, as a giveaway. Because Hub is the Hub Comics of Somerville, Mass. It's a great little store on the corner. I went up there like a year ago, I think. I went in there to say hi. It's kind of out of the way for me, but I knew it was Dr. Joe's store at the time. And I was like, hey, I'm looking to talk to different stores. So I went in there. I think I hung out in there for like 2 hours talking to, I think it was an assistant manager and behind the counter at the time. I don't think the owner wasn't there. He actually teaches a class. He was teaching at the time. And I think he was actually teaching a class about comics, if I remember right. But we had a great conversation about like the demographics of the area. They're very, very indie based in that area. Not a lot of Marvel in DC, but great little store. And it was fun learning about different ideas on how to run a store, because I'd never seen that. Like, if you go into their store, you see that it's like, you're like, where's the Marvel section? Which most stores, it's huge into Marvel or DC. That's all they advertise, right? And then your indie section would be smaller, but their store is like, it 90% indie, and then everything indie and books. And they have a pretty big, actually I think their kids section is actually bigger than their Marvel and DC section. But it's a great store. And Dr. Joe wanted to support them, so we bought a gift card. And he just wants to help. He wanted to help our show. He wanted to help the store. And that's what you're seeing that in a lot of places, especially. Well, I see it all on Twitter because that's where I see everything. But it's just great that everybody's trying to help out that way. That was the point of me even bringing this up. It's like, it was an awesome gesture that he reached out to us about that. But it's even, I love that he did that for the store. And I know it's going on everywhere else. If you want to let me know what you've done, I'll be happy to talk about it. Let me know what store you have. I'll be happy to talk about them too. I'll give them a call and maybe I can get them on. I've talked to other stores. But yeah, that was a really good conversation. And it's, hey, you know, in times like this, there's days that go up, there's days that go down, and you never know what's going to bring you back up. It could be, you know, anything. And something like that, it's like, hey, that was pretty cool. As a matter of fact, I was in such a good mood. It was later in the night. I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 o'clock. I was in such a good mood. I went and watched another Star Wars movie. I won't tell you which one. I'm saving that for my, for my other podcast, my home theater podcast. Actually, John is on with me this afternoon at 4 o'clock. We've already recorded it. We're talking Star Wars Saga. So little cross podcast talk right now. I'm going to name drop and whatever, and I'm name dropping my co-host, John. So he's going to join me, and we are talking just about the packaging, and we just really, really get into it. It's not about the movie. You've heard us break down the movies. If you haven't heard us break down the movies and you're new to the podcast, just go back in our catalog, and you'll see we did every single movie, one a month, building up to Rise of Skywalker, and we broke down the movies in Bright Side Chat fashion, and like true Bright Side Chat, we're dying to get back into Star Wars. So I have this other podcast. It's just home theater, but we get into all the home theater part, the experience of just Star Wars and what we did this week in our theaters. But if you're looking for some Star Wars talk and you want to hear some home theater talk, head on over there, Bright Side Home Theater, 4 o'clock this afternoon. That should be out. But speaking of Star Wars, if you've been following the Clone Wars Season 7, is it me, or I'm sorry if this is a spoiler, but Ahsoka's back. She's been back for a couple episodes now. I meant to bring this up to John the other night, and you know, we had so much to talk about, I must have just forgot about it. But is it me? It's like just seeing, ever since they announced Rosario Dawson being cast, I feel like the character was always drawn for her. Every time I see it, she just looks like her and even sounds like her. And it just has to be, you know, because it's now official, and you're just, cause I've always been like, there's been rumors that it would be her, and you're like, yeah, she'd be good. But now that it's officially her and I'm watching the show, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose this season because they knew they had her, or it's a dead ringer, and it's going to be. Now I'm starting to look at it like, oh, I can't wait to see it, the live version in Mandalorian. And I don't know if you've checked out season 7, but she's back and it's really good. And of course, that's over on Disney Plus, but we have new content dropping today. Actually, this is going out at 8 o'clock this morning. At 9 o'clock, I will be sitting down to watch Harley Quinn, the great family show. It's a great family show. Get the kids, get them up nice and close. I'm just kidding. It's not a family show. Do not get the kids near the TV. Yeah, Harley Quinn over on DC Universe. Season 2 dropping at 9 o'clock this morning. At least that's what they've been saying. That's when they usually drop, at 9 o'clock. Really looking forward to that. That was such a good show. Such a great adult show. I can't imagine how I'm going to feel about it now, where we need something like that, where you're looking for some fresh content. I know people they're going through their Netflix, and I've seen it. Or if you haven't seen it, you probably don't want to see it. So, and you're looking for something fresh. DC Universe, I don't know if they're running any specials. It seems to be everybody. I know I have free Showtime right now. Everybody's run. I think I heard HBO's got something too, but everybody's got something, so I would definitely check that out. And yeah, DC Universe anyways, even if it's not free, just grab it for the month and you can binge a ton of great content on there between Titans and everything else. I think that's like $7.99, something like that. I don't know. Not bad. $7.99 for a month's worth of binging, comic book binging, would be great. But the last thing I'm going to talk about, I'm going to step outside the Bright Side Chat's wheelhouse here, and we're going to go nutrition. So if you saw my tweet yesterday, I bought some cereal, and I haven't had a bowl of like kids cereal in like 30 years. It was delicious. I had a bowl of Frosted Flakes. As soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go watch that next episode of Clone Wars. Because that drops this morning as well. I was debating whether I should record first or then watch it, but I'm going to go watch that while I'll have my bowl of Captain Crunch. I bought a box of Frosted Flakes, Captain Crunch, and Lucky Charms. My wife was with me, and she's like, you're buying all three? I'm like, yeah, you got to have some variety. I'm going to have a bowl every day. You know, I'm going to keep a rotation. And so I'm almost 50 now. I got to watch my weight. And, you know, what you do is you got to look at the nutrition. So my son and I broke out the measuring cup and we did the whole thing on kids' cereal, which seems counterproductive. But we read everything. And you know what? It isn't that bad. You know, I'm here to tell you. It's like I was doing every time I watched a movie or at least once a day, I'd have a box of movie theater junior mints. If you've seen the pictures in my theater, I have the movie theater candy in there and I'd have a junior mints. Well, guess what? Junior mints has 25 grams. That box has 25 grams of sugar in it. Now that I think of it, I don't even know if the box is one serving or one and a half. So it may even have more, but a serving has 25 grams. You know what? You don't even have to Google it. I'm going to tell you right now. Frosted Flakes, 14 grams. Not so bad. Cap'n Crunch, 17 grams. Still under 20. Still got that one in front. Makes you feel good, right? Lucky Charms, 12 grams. That is the Health Nuts Dream cereal right there, everybody. 12 grams of sugar. That's it in a cup. In a cup of Lucky Charms. You can start your day off with only 12 grams of sugar. You can't go wrong. Now, the fact you have a donut with it, that's your problem. But the bowl of cereal only has 12 grams of sugar in it. Not so bad. And I was laughing because I'm looking at the Lucky Charms thinking, that's got to have the most in it. But all it is, the cereal itself has nothing on it. And it's those, you know, little dried marshmallows, you know, that's all you have for sugar in there. So that's not that bad. And let me give you one more thing. Your typical protein bar that you'd eat, your like 25, 30 gram protein bar, those are 20 to like 30 plus grams of sugar. So if you just cut out one of those things, you can be a kid again in the morning and have a nice bowl of cereal, read a comic, start your day off right. That's what I'm doing. I might never stop. I was thinking I'm just going to do this to make myself feel better for a little while. But you know what? I might never stop. This is just looking too good. It's too reasonable. It's time to have some fun. Oh, and speaking of some fun, somebody had a lot of fun on April Fool's Day. You're on Twitter. How do you not see this? I saw it, I would say, almost immediately. One of the first to see this because it was the HBO Max at HBO Max official on Twitter, and it's not so funny what they did, but how it's like grown. And so they put out a tweet, said, "You asked for it and we listened. We're releasing Zack Snyder's Justice League as a launch title for hashtag HBO Max on May 2020. 214 minutes in 4K resolution. He will rise. Hashtag release the Snyder cut." And you know right away what day it is. So, of course, I went and looked at the tweet, and it looks awesome. It looked great. It had the HBO Max logo as their avatar. It had a purple banner across the top, and it literally is HBO Max official is the title. But the problem was they only had, when I first went, I think they had 37 followers, and they joined March 2020. So, you know, right, it's not legit. But the only reason I'm bringing it up right now is I'm looking at their site and right now, and they have over 750 followers. And it's like, are you kidding me? It's like that many people. I mean, and then the comments, the people that were like, if you read through the comments, it's how many people bought into it and actually are writing in saying, yay, we deserve this. It was a riot. I'm like, how many people on April Fool's? Like you don't see that coming. But not only that, there are people in the comments go, dude, they have 17 followers. That was one of the ones I got to see I'm like, calm down. So, but that was good. I thought it was a fun April Fool's. It didn't do any harm to anybody. And of course it hit everybody that, you know, the passionate people are going to get all up in arms and excited about it. So I thought it was great. So that's all I have for this morning. I've got a bowl of cereal calling my name and I'm going to go watch me some Clone Wars. But I will be back tomorrow morning with John where we do our Saturday morning cartoon watch along. We're doing episode 2 of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. And I got to tell you, we've already recorded. We nailed it. We started on time. We got it right. Everything worked perfect. And we're still as lame as we've ever been. So listen at your own risk. But we have fun. Hope you guys have fun listening. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors that we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.